Welcome to the HCP5, your go-to roundup for the latest healthcare news and breakthroughs, curated specifically for busy healthcare professionals. Each week, we highlight five key developments or headlines from healthcare that you need to know, whether it's a cutting-edge treatment, regulatory updates, or innovations shaping the future of medicine. This week's top stories include the U.S. Food and Drug Administration extension of Mitapivat's Prescription Drug User Fee Act date for its supplemental new drug application in thalassemia, an sNDA submission for roflumilast cream 0.3%, or Zoryve for plaque psoriasis in pediatric patients as young as 2 years of age, zilebesiran's progression to a phase 3 clinical trial for uncontrolled hypertension, positive phase 1b/2, a restoration 2, data evaluating WVE-006 as a treatment for alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency, and findings from the phase 3 COAST-1 trial of amlitelimab in atopic dermatitis. With the HCP5, you'll get the essential takeaways to stay informed and ahead of the curve. Here's your quick dive into the top stories for the week of August 31st, 2025. Let's jump in. Number 1, Mitapivat PDUFA for thalassemia, delayed to December. On September 4, 2025, the FDA extended the PDUFA date for Agios' supplemental new drug application of mitapivat for the treatment of adult patients with non-transfusion-dependent and transfusion-dependent alpha or beta thalassemia by 3 months to December 7, 2025. The oral pyruvate kinase activator is currently approved for treating adults with PK deficiency under the name Pyrukynd. Data supporting the sNDA submission for its use in NTD and TD-alpha or beta thalassemia are from the global, randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled ENERGIZE and ENERGIZE-T phase 3 trials. Number 2, Arcutis submits sNDA for roflumilast cream, 0.3% for psoriasis in children aged 2 to 5 years. On September 3, 2025, Arcutis Biotherapeutics submitted an sNDA to the FDA for roflumilast cream 0.3%, marketed as Zoryve for plaque psoriasis in pediatric patients as young as 2 years of age, potentially expanding the treatment's indication. If roflumilast cream's sNDA clears and the age limit is expanded, it would be the first and only topical phosphodiesterase 4 inhibitor indicated for psoriasis among patients in this age group. Number 3, zilebesiran, RNAi for hypertension, heads to phase 3, cardiovascular outcomes trial. Alnylam Pharmaceuticals announced plans to advance zilebesiran, their subcutaneously administered RNA interfering therapeutic, into a phase 3 cardiovascular outcomes trial in patients with uncontrolled hypertension. Coined as Zenith, the trial design is based on data from the Cardia phase 2 program, including the Cardia 3 trial, which missed its primary endpoint but met the objective of informing the design, patient population, and dose, and was presented at the European Society of Cardiology Congress 2025. Number 4, Restoration 2, WVE-006 achieves durable serum AAT protein production in AATD. On September 3, 2025, Wave Life Sciences announced positive data from the 200mg single and multi-dose and 400mg single-dose cohorts of the ongoing phase 1b/2, a Restoration 2 study evaluating WVE-006 as a treatment for AATD. In the trial, WVE-006 achieved durable production of serum AAT protein at levels associated with a reduced risk of AATD liver and lung diseases following repeat 200mg doses, while data from the 400mg multi-dose cohort are not expected until first quarter 2026, single-dose 400mg data showed achievement of 12.8 micromolar total AAT and 5.3 micromolar MAAT. Number 5, phase 3, data show amlitelimab effective in adults, adolescents with atopic dermatitis. On September 4, 2025, Sanofi announced positive data from the Global COAST, one trial evaluating amlitelimab, a fully human, non-T-cell depleting monoclonal antibody directed against OX40 ligand, in patients greater than or equal to 12 years of age with moderate to severe atopic dermatitis. In the trial, amlitelimab treatment administered every 4 or every 12 weeks led to significant skin clearance and reduction in severity versus placebo at week 24.